celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri-Tutiet. No need to be making your mind up.
Hello, this is Lindsay Drakus from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, No Dream Impossible. Enjoy.
Yes, that is Lindsay Drakus with No Dream Impossible, the United Kingdom entry to the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, she was propelled into the limelight and global media attention. At just the age of 16, she was selected to represent the UK at the Eurovision in Copenhagen, Denmark in 2001. And now after years of waiting and fan campaigns, honestly there have been, No Dream Impossible will finally be released, and it already has been actually, across digital download and streaming platforms worldwide, and that was from the 13th of April, which was last Monday. So hailing from Sheffield, South Yorkshire, here in the UK, Lindsay began her professional singing career at just the age of 13 when she was discovered by Alan Wood. And juggling her schoolwork and her singing career proved to be a smart move as she battled through the competitions, of the BBC's A Song for Europe back then, oh yes, to be selected to be the UK entry. Yes, she went on to be the youngest ever, one of the youngest ever performers to represent her country at the Eurovision Song Contest. And it was well received on the night and got to 15th on the night and managed to smash into the UK official top 40. Yes. Okay, so of course you can get hold of the single on all of your, wherever you get your music, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, of course. And there is also the radio edit, which we've played. There's also a Dream Radio edit and also the orchestral version, which we've played the orchestral version here before because I was one of the lucky people who managed to get a single of it back in the day. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Anyways, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Uri-Tuttiot. I hope you are going to sit back and relax and enjoy, or dance around, until 6 p.m. playing you some of the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest. If you want to get in contact with us, then you can send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. And speaking of UK entries, I want to play another UK entry for you. I don't think I've played this in quite a while. I'm trying to rack my brains to think when was the last time. I don't think I have. And this is one of the songs which I connected with quite a few friends of mine who are not big Eurovision fans, but they knew the song and sort of like forgot that it was Eurovision. But yes, I'm talking about my friend Shah, who went to university with my husband Rob, where Rob's random request will be coming up soon, obviously, as always. And as soon as I met Shah for the very first time over at my house in Fareham, I was quite surprised that she knew the song and all the lyrics as well. So I want to share that moment with you. No, not with me and Shah singing it. Don't worry, but we'll play the original. So it was the UK Eurovision entry in 1995. Yes, I'm going to play the song that came 10th for the UK. It got 12 points from Austria and France that year. And this is Love City Groove with Love City Groove.
Sunshines down on your body. I know what that might get love now. that I might get love now.
Aware that I've been found, always wanting you around, keeping me lost for words.
Yeah, I know how to slide. Now I've been to many places and I see many things, but nothing that I know can ever make my heart sing like you do. It's like a voodoo, you know what I'm saying? Baby girl, I ain't playing.
I'm glad that I'm the one to rock your world, cause honey, yeah.
In the morning, when the sun shines,
Samantha Fox, Go For The Heart, that came fourth in the UK national final, a song for Europe in 1995. Yes, the show was hosted as ever by the late great Terry Wogan. And after 3 years of having one act perform all the nominated songs, the UK national round for 1995 reverted to its multi-artist format, which remained in place until 2010, basically. Where the songs were previewed on an episode of Top of the Pops Song for Europe special, broadcasted on BBC One on 24th of March in 95. A separate results show was broadcasted on BBC One in the same evening, and BBC Radio 2 simulcast in the final with commentary from Ken Bruce. But did not broadcast the results, which seems bizarre to me. Each song was introduced by a supporter who championed the song. And basically it included like Let Loose, Cheryl Baker, and Jonathan King. Yes, but the God, it's a name you don't hear very often anymore. But there was so many other different artists there. You had Juice with I Need You. Juice ended up having a top 10 hit with that in the UK charts. I'm sure it was. London Beat were there. They came 6th out of 8th place with I'm Just Your Puppet on a String. Yes. not quite Sandy Shaw. But yeah, there you go. But a fantastic song, and it's nice to dive into the history and nostalgia of the UK participating in the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, the next song I want to play for you is a bit of a groovy tune. It was Denmark's Eurovision entry in 2002, but this is a remix version. I hope you're going to like this. This is Marlene. She ended up coming last, would you believe it? But I don't think she deserved it, but my goodness me, did she look frightened on that stage? Dear, oh dear. So that's probably why. So here is Marlene, Denmark 2002, the remix version of Tell Me Who You Are. Show me what to do. Let me be the one that you hold on to.
Bringing dawn on again. I can feel that you are restless. I'm afraid for day to begin. You are here, still around me, but your mind goes running.
This is Salvador from Portugal, and this is my song Amar Pelos Dois. Enjoy!
Se dia alguém perguntar por mim, diz que vivi para te amar. cansado e sem nada para dar. Meu bem, ouve as minhas preces, peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. Eu sei que não se ama sozinho, talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender. Regresses, que me voltes a querer. Eu sei que não se ama sozinho, talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender. Se o teu coração não quiser ceder, não sentir paixão, não quiser sofrer, sem fazer plano do que virá depois. O meu coração pode amar pelos dois.
Salvador Sobral, Amar pelos dois. That is Portugal's only Eurovision win to date, at 2017 in Kiev, Ukraine. What a magical night that was too. And it was so chuffed because Portugal, the closest they got ever of a decent result was really sixth in 1996 with Louise Moniche, and I'm not going to try and pronounce the song. Usually I'm quite good at that, but I don't want to embarrass myself today.
Makes a change.
Yes. I don't know why. Right. Well, Rob, how are you? Right.
Yes, very well. Very well.
Welcome to the show once again.
Yes, it's a joy.
It is a joy, isn't it? It's just nice to see you, of course.
Absolutely. Not like you don't see me every day, every minute at the moment, really, because we're stuck together like glue.
Glue.
Yeah,
aren't we just?
While I'm working at home busily while he's downstairs.
Not doing much because I'm
playing
furloughed.
His PlayStation.
I'm enjoying it.
He makes me tea and bakes things, so that's good.
Yeah, I've got plenty of banana loaf we've done.
Try putting on weight.
And and flapjacks, all that type of stuff.
When we're not locked down anymore, I'm going to be not eating as much.
No.
I hope.
me too. Though I haven't got Phil to feed me because he's terrible. That's when I'm at work. Anyways, so, Rob, it is now time for us to do the most random thing of the week.
It is indeed. It's the random request.
Oh, yeah.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes. So if you haven't listened to the show before and you've been living under a rock, well, what's been going on? Basically, this part of the show, we play a song random from the Eurovision Song Contest. Rob's got two hats and they've got little bits of paper in each of them. One's got all of the years, so from 2019 all the way back to 1956. And of course, we've got all of the competing countries, so hopefully they'll marriage up as a Eurovision song.
Let's give it a crack, shall we? So I've got a country in my hand, not a year in my hand, sorry.
Yeah.
2015.
Ah, okay.
Recently.
We did last week.
I did, well, there you go. Two in a row. What did we play last week? I can't remember.
Portugal.
Well, who didn't pick Portugal? That'd be a bit ironic, wouldn't it? Okay.
It would be.
Sweden.
Ah, the winners.
Ah, heroes.
Yeah. We are the heroes of our time.
Well, that's a good one. That's uplifting. I think we need some uplifting songs at the moment.
We do indeed. I haven't played many ballads this evening.
Is that a ballad?
What, Heroes?
Hmm.
No.
No, I was going to say.
No. But when you said...
Oh, I see. Sorry. You're talking about cross purposes.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well,
you'd like a bit of Moms, don't you, Rob?
I do. He's a very good looking man.
He's gorgeous. Right, okay, so it's now time for Rob's Round of Requests, which is...
Måns Zelmerlöw with Heroes, which is Sweden 2015, the winner. Yeah. Enjoy!
Yeah.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Don't tell the gods I left a mess, I can't undo what has been done. Let's run for cover. What if I'm the only hero left? You better fire off your gun. Once and forever. He said, go dry your eyes and live your life like there is no tomorrow's sun. And tell the others to go singing like a hummingbird, the greatest anthem ever heard. We are the heroes of our time, but we're dancing with the demons in our minds.
Dancing with the demons in our minds. Heroes.
One of the most underrated songs, I think, of Eurovision ever. That is Norway's Eurovision entry, 1989 in Lausanne, Switzerland. That is Britt Sonnevan Johansen with Venus Neret, which means the closeness of friends. Do you know, that came 17th with only 30 points. Can you believe it? And that was out of 22. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. There was a lot of underrated songs in 1989. I'm going to hold my hands up and say that is true. Yes, it is true. Okay. So coming up later on in the show, we've got Alive and Kicking. I have a Turkish classic. We have a very famous Irish singer who represented them at Eurovision. And much, much more. But next up...
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News. With Kieran Uritotiot.
Good evening, and today's news is of Sunday, the 19th of April 2020. Now, the Australian broadcaster SBS announced a week of Eurovision programming, including Eurovision 2020 Big Night In. Yes, SBS announced a week-long celebration of the Eurovision Song Contest from the 10th to the 17th of May, culminating in a brand new alternative Eurovision 2020 with SBS's Eurovision 2020 Big Night In, and also the broadcasted from the Netherlands Eurovision Europe Shine a Light. Yes, SBS will unite with Australians and celebrate the 2020 artists and the songs for the 2020 contest, which would have been. All of the details are on our friend's website, eurovoir.com. It has finally been confirmed the BBC will be broadcasting Eurovision Shine a Light, which is the pan-European and worldwide show for the cancelled Eurovision Song Contest coming from the Netherlands, but it will be live on the BBC iPlayer and it will be able to watch later on. But the BBC will be doing its own show called Eurovision Come Together on the night of Saturday the 16th of May. Now, OGAE, which is the International Eurovision Fan Club, has announced their OGAE 2020 Eurovision Fan Contest, where not only members of OGAE, but anybody could take part in this worldwide international event. Because Eurovision 2020 obviously is not taking part, there's no competitive voting, this will be a substitute to that. So here in the United Kingdom, head over to OGAE.uk. And finally, Rotterdam City Council will vote next week on whether to approve funding for the Eurovision Song Contest to take place in Rotterdam next year, 2021.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hey, this is Luca Henny from Switzerland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, She Got Me, Enjoy.
When she go low, when she go low, she goes all low, she goes all low. Oh, she know, oh, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing, dirty dancing.
This is Leonora from Denmark, and this is my song. It's called Love is Forever. I hope you enjoy it.
Love is forever. Love is forever. And everyone. Love is forever.
This
This is Katerin Duska from Greece. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Better Love. Enjoy. Gotta get better love, better love.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Hasretinde alevlenirken düşünceler. Ben çılgın, ben yine gözlerinin hapsindeyim. Kaç gündür hasretinle alevlenirken düşünceler. Ben çılgın, ben yine gözlerinin hapsindeyim. Ellerim yüzümde susmuş dudaklarım. İsyanlarda gönlüm zaman gardiyandı. Ben yine gözlerinin hapsindeyim. Aman vermez hasretin, ay ay ay. Ay la la la la la la la la. İçimde vardılar. Yaşlarımdasın. Kaç gündür hasretinle alevlenirken düşünceler. Ben çılgın, ben yine gözlerinin hapsindeyim. Ellerim yüzümde susmuş dudaklarım. İsyanlarda gönlüm zaman gardiyandı. Ah, ben yine gözlerinin hapsindeyim. Aman vermez hasretin, ay ay ay. Hay la la la la la la la la. İçimde vardılar. Yaşlarımdasın. Hay la la la la la la la la. Akşam pirarları. Hay la la la la la la la. Sen gözyaşlarımdasın.
Ah, Turkey, 1990 there. The Eurovision Song Contest 1990, filled with legendary performances and songs. Oh, they put a smile on my face. So that was Kayan, and I'm going to try and pronounce the Turkish here. It is Gözlerin Hapsindeyim. Oh, I think I might have got that. And it means, I'm in your eyes, imprisoned. Yeah. Oh, deep. Yes, deep. And Turkey ended up coming sixth last. So they were 17th out of 22 places in the Eurovision Song Contest that year, ending up with 21 points. And I just, dearie me, and I know myself and many other Eurovision fans just adore that song and feel like we could probably sing it word for word when we're in to it, but obviously when I don't have it in my ears, I struggle. As you could tell. Yeah. Now the full list of countries that are going to be airing the Eurovision show Eurovision Europe Shine a Light, it will be broadcast in 45 countries. Yes, it will indeed. And in addition to the broadcasting companies that are obviously taking part in Eurovision, as they do generally, the non-participating broadcasters, so we've got Belgium's RTBF, so that is the the Walloon, the French side of Belgium. They're broadcasting it, as well as BHRT in Bosnia and Herzegovina. That's good. Of course, Kazakhstan will be broadcasting it, as they always do every year, practically. The Kosovan broadcaster, RTK, which they've only just joined the European Broadcasting Union, I'm sure. So, but they don't participate as of yet. And then Montenegro, who weren't going to be participating this year, they're going to be broadcasting it with their broadcaster RTCG. Now, Montenegro took part at Eurovision last year. They didn't do particularly well at all because they had the world's most cheesiest song ever. So, but I'm going to harp back to good times and when Montenegro came 13th, which currently is their highest result in the grand final, and it's from the legendary Balkan singer Knez, and I'm going to play it for you now. So this is Knez with Andio, Montenegro 2015.
never be short love, long love, blue love, red love, your love, my love, love and mental life complete.
Day dream,
night dream,
black dream,
white dream,
your dream,
my dream, dreaming gives a life a beat.
Short love,
long love,
blue love,
red love,
your love.
Global Crooner representing Austria at the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest. But that was the song that came second in their own national final, which is quite awesome. That's called Dreamin'. They ended up going to Eurovision with the song Yassi. So Global Crooner are a six-piece Austrian folk group consisting of a clarinet player, a baritone, a bass trombonist, a tenor slash yodeler, a guitarist, trumpet player, accordion player, and the jazz vocalist Sabine. Yes, the group have won numerous awards in Germany and Austria, and due to their poor result in the semi-final in 2005, they came 21st out of 25 countries. Criminal indeed. Due to the poor performance, the Austrian broadcaster ORF announced its withdrawal from the Eurovision Song Contest, releasing a statement describing it as an absurd competition in which Austrian musical tradition means nothing. Yes, however, after a one-year break, Austria returned to the contest in 2007. Yeah, they didn't last long, did it? But then they had a big break between 2008, 2009, 2010, and up to 2011 they came back. So they had a longer stint away after that. So yeah, Austria, bless them. They're very proud of their music, and why not? Because I love when countries be themselves, don't be anybody else. And that's where I think where the UK has sort of tried to go, like Eastern, like Turkish sounding music, when Javine with Touch My Fire was the UK entry in 2005. We sort of went that way because we saw, like, you know, the likes of Ruslana and Sertab winning for Turkey and Ukraine respectively, with the sort of the Eastern souk type of music. It's, yeah, it didn't really work, did it? Anyways, it's time to play you a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Yes, it is time for Live and Kicking. Yes, and it's now time to go to Moscow, Russia, and go to the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest. A very proud moment and goosebump moment to be a British Eurovision fan. Yes, I'm going to play the UK entry that came fifth. It's Jade Ewan featuring Sir and Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber. And here is the amazing It's My Time.
I've been
I said I'm a traveling man and I'll only make you cry. And when the feeling hit me and I had to move along, you said you were right, I guess. You must sing your song. And a man is born to do one thing, and I was born to sing. And I must take the good times and the bad times that it brings. And I missed you in the morning, but most of all, and I couldn't stop the music, though I tried with all my might. I lie in bed and watch the shadows moving on the wall, and the loneliness is killing me, so I've turned the radio on. And I need you now and want you in the slow morning light, and the music makes it easier, but it doesn't make it right. And a man is born to do one thing, and I was born to sing. And I must take the good times and the bad times that it brings. And I miss you in the morning, but most of all at night. And I couldn't stop the music, though I tried with all my might. Someday I hope you'll understand why I live this way. Songs keep moving in my head, there's music I must play. So I pack my bags and once again I get out on the road. Another day, maybe tonight, I might catch my soul. And a man is born to do one thing, and I was born to sing. And I must
just take the good times and the bad times that it brings. And I missed you in the morning, but most of all at night. And I couldn't stop the music, though I tried with all my might. And the man is bound to do one thing, now I'm bound to say. And I must take the good times and the bad times that it brings.
Colin Wilkinson representing Ireland at the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, that is the same Colin Wilkinson, the Irish tenor and actor best known for originating the role of Jean Valjean in Les Misérables in the West End and in Broadway in the United States. Thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase. I have been your host, Kieran Uri-Tutiot. Thank you for joining me. I hope you can join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision music. If you've missed this show or previous shows, then head over to Mixcloud or Spotify and type in the Eurovision Showcase. You'll find us there, all of our back episodes. So, arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis lat, dobizenia, tak sumiket, adios, good night, see you later, toodaloo.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sverige, vi har ett resultat.